When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, he is 911 Rieger from back in the day. Jeff Rieger, of course, now hosts evenings with Wojo on The Ticket in Detroit. Jeff Rieger, thanks so much for coming on. How are you?
Sparky, what's going on, man?
Toy Drive, best week of the year. I've had Rami Makhlouf out here today. Josen Zola has been out here today. I just had Ryan Horvat on the phone. It's been a good day, and the show got led off by Peter Fagan, president of the Bucks, out here at the Toy Drive for a half hour.
Look at that. That's awesome work you're doing.
Yeah, it's good stuff, and it's all about getting the toys and stuff for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, and I love doing it. I also love seeing the Packers beat the Lions, and last year, after the Packers lost to the Lions, you and I went back and forth leading up to that game on Thanksgiving. And I said, man, what if the Packers beat the Lions on Thanksgiving? And you were just very dismissive, like, yeah, sure. And then you said, well, what if they beat them on Thanksgiving and then ended up coming back and getting into the playoffs and possibly beating them again in the playoffs and so forth? And that almost became a thing because the Packers beat the Cowboys. They should have beat the Niners. And then the Lions couldn't do their job and beat the Niners. But it almost became Packers-Lions in the playoffs. And a similar type of situation and scenario could be playing out again this year, Jeff Rieger.
No, Sparky, you're right about that. Like, it's wild how good the Lions have been. They've won 10 in a row, but then you look at the standings and you're like, oh, wow, Philly, one game back. Minnesota, one game back. Oh, yeah, Green Bay, two games back. So this game tonight is massive, and there's a chance that if Green Bay loses, maybe they still face Detroit in the second round of the playoffs at Ford Field in the postseason. Or if Green Bay wins tonight, maybe there's a circumstance where Detroit makes their way to Lambeau in January, which I'm pretty sure they don't want to do, despite the fact they just won there 3 or 4 weeks ago in the freezing, blowing rain or whatever that was that everybody thought Jared Goff could play in. But, right. Dude, this has got to be the biggest Thursday night Amazon Prime game ever. It's got to be, right? There's not a game that I think matches this one.
No, I don't. I think you're probably right about that. But the one thing about the Detroit Lions is you guys seemingly have a lot of injuries. Give us an update on what's going on there in Detroit as far as who's probably not going to play in this game and who's going to have the biggest impact by them not playing.
All right, so their entire defense isn't playing with the exception of the secondary. So on a defensive line, you're going to have a bunch of dudes that nobody knows who they are. So there's going to be no DJ Reader. There's going to be no Josh Pascal. There's going to be no Levi Onwuzurike. So you're going to be stuck playing guys like Al-Kandin Muhammad and Broderick Martin, who was a seventh-round pick. They have Za'Darius Smith, and they have Aleem McNeil. That's pretty much going to be their defensive line. They're really short linebacker, too, so much that they went out and signed Jamal Adams from the scrap heap, and he's a safety, but they think, hey, like, maybe he'll play linebacker. Their secondary is still good, though. Kirby Joseph seems like he gets a pick a game against the Packers, maybe two picks a game, whether it's Rodgers or whether it's Love, and they have another really good safety in Brian Branch, who got ejected from the game at Green Bay, and their corners are good, too, in Carlton Davis, who's back. He was injured, and Terry Arnold, too. So the secondary defensively looks good. The front seven is in disarray and in shambles. And then, oh, by the way, offensively, there's no Taylor Decker, the Lions' left tackle. And when he doesn't play, Jared Goff does get more pressure on him. And as you know, Goff isn't great against pressure. So this game, considering the Lions are playing, what, their third game in like 12 days, and they have so many guys injured, there's a lot of Lions fans worried about this one for sure.
See, and that's what makes me confident going into this game, and that's exactly what I was saying earlier in the show, that I am really confident. And I guess my main thing that I'm confident in is because those defensive linemen and linebackers aren't playing, and because I know Za'Darius Smith and his horrible run defense, that this team has every chance to really control this game on the ground and run with Josh Jacobs and run with Wilson and run with Brooks and do the Jets sweep with these guys. I think, to me, that's how they win this game versus throwing the ball 40 times, Jeff Rieger. How do you think this one plays out? What's your prediction?
All right, so I change my mind on a daily basis, maybe an hourly basis. Just when I think the Lions are going to win, I look at the injury report, I'm like, yeah, they're not going to win. Just when I think they won't, I think of every game this year, they've won in the face of adversity. They're a well-coached group. They're motivated to win this game. So I continue to change my mind, but I think you're right. Offensively, Green Bay should have no issue. Now, if you go back to the game on Thanksgiving, Lions and Bears, everybody just, you watch the Bears go crazy in the second half. I mean, the Lions gave up 7 total touchdowns through the air in 10 games. Then Caleb Williams, a rookie, shredded him for 3 in the second half. No quarterback all season long is throwing for 2 touchdowns against the Lions. Caleb threw for 3 in the second half. And the reason for that was because they lost body after body after body defensively. So I do think Green Bay is going to move the ball. I think Jordan Love is finally healthy. I think the Lions end up winning. It's going to be an absolute yes. I think
get out of here. All that, and then you went with the Lions anyhow.
39, Packers 36. There you go.
Get out of here. Rieger, Jeff Rieger, the ticket in Detroit. We'll check in with him after the Packers beat the Lions tonight. Thank you so much for coming on, my friend.
Sparky, it was a pleasure, buddy. Good talking to you, man. Keep up
you
the
bet.
Work.
Take care.